In Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, hundreds of thousands of homes and apartment buildings are at least partially underwater. Many have been that way for 10 days now, and many will have to be torn down when the floodwaters recede. By the time it's all over, Katrina may set an ugly record, destroying more homes than any other natural disaster in American history. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
If you were to pull on some scuba diving gear and swim around inside some of the flooded homes in the city of New Orleans, you'd know right away why many of them are not likely to survive. So says Ken Ford, a disaster expert with the National Association of Home Builders.
You'll see wood flooring buckled. You'll see if you have vinyl sheeting, it'll be turned up at the edges. Plaster walls will have started to disintegrate. If it's drywall, it will crumble. It'll be very evident that you've got problems.
Many of these flooded homes are built of bricks and mortar. Most of the rest are wrapped around a frame of wooden beams. Older wooden beams begin to warp and rot after sitting underwater for just 12 hours, Ford says. Newer pressure-treated wooden beams may last a few days longer. Most bricks will survive a flood, but the mortar holding them together might not, Ford adds. He says floodwaters often wash the mortar out or cause it to disintegrate. For all of these reasons, Ford expects that many of the houses now flooded will start to collapse under their own weight as the floodwaters recede. Many of the houses still standing may be uninhabitable.
Let's put it this way. The environmental conditions that are going to be inside is going to be something you really don't want to live in.
One of the problems threatening the standing homes will be the layer of polluted mud inside them. Muck at the bottom of the flood zones has been soaking up everything from oil spills to lead paint. If this mud tests high for toxins, whole neighborhoods may have to be bulldozed. Homes that pass their mud tests may face another problem, staggering amounts of mold that can be dangerous to humans. Abu Dixit, a community health expert at the St. Louis University School of Public Health, says it takes 3 or 4 days for the first fungal spores to become visible.
Very much like the kind of mold you find on an orange or an apple, you will see specks. Round structures, some would be fluffy, some would be not so fluffy, some would be green, orange, black, you name it.
Dixit studied fungal outbreaks that followed massive flooding episodes in Missouri in the early 1990s. She says the growth of this fungus can be explosive.
Whole walls were covered. Even we found mold growing on the ceiling. We found mold growing on the carpeting.
Mold spores can sicken people with allergies and other kinds of breathing problems, especially asthmatics. Getting rid of mold can be all but impossible, says Dixit. She's seen mold return to houses stripped down to their studs and then treated with special kinds of bleach. Often it turns out to be cheaper to raise whole buildings and start over. It's still too early to put a number on the residential damage caused by Hurricane Katrina, but home builder Ken Ford predicts that a gruesome record is about to be broken. In 1992, Hurricane Andrew destroyed roughly 28,000 living units in Florida and damaged at least 100,000 more. Ford says Katrina could easily double those figures, and that will create another problem.
What do you do with that debris? Where do we truck it off to? I mean, you really don't have enough trucks to carry a whole town, essentially, out of there. That's a big issue that has to be addressed.
Ford says finding landfills capable of holding all this debris will be difficult. Burning it will require an exemption from the nation's air pollution laws. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.